Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you ever leave me, Jesus.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. This is a background test. Can you hear rock and roll music in the background? I'm trying to see if I can record my conversation with background music and it's not disturbing. My name's Tom. I'm an American revolutionary. I'm an American fundamentalist, too. I put the fun in fundamentalism. And I got to tell you, you see the way things are going. The reason that we called ourselves the United States was together we stand and divided we fall. And the communists, who used to be the Democrats, have succeeded in dividing the country. As soon as it appeared that Trump would win his second run, we got swindled. Now tonight, the Russians are building new nukes. They have broken the treaty with the United States, and they're getting ready to build supersonic nukes. And you know what that says? Russia, China, Iran, they're all coming for us. And you know what that says? You think about it. 2 billion enemies against 300 million Americans, the draft has to come back. The Democrats destroyed the draft. It was universal service. 90% of Americans served their country. And today, we're a band on the run. It is ridiculous. What is the Pentagon doing practicing Marxism? They don't even call it the Pentagram anymore. There's so many devil worshippers there. They call it the Pentagram. And some people call it the Panties Gone. It's ridiculous. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party. And my conversation is going to focus around the greatest president and the most hated. But you know, we had a leader one time, and he was the greatest leader, and he was hated too. You know who I'm talking about, the one and only, the great King of Kings, who came down to earth as a human being to give his life at 33 years old so that you and I could get to heaven. I'll tell you, a little survey has surprised me. A lot of people don't think there is a heaven. I was surprised by two guys who were very religious, and they both think when you go in the ground, it's over. Not me. Like the spinners sing, I'm working my way back to you, babe. Yeah, you got to believe in heaven. Otherwise, life has no value. It's only a series of tens. Would you rather have a series of tens, or would you rather have a bride and the words happily ever after? Ever after forever. You know, forever could be 25 million years. And it's not going to end. You're going to trade 100 years if you can make 100 for all eternity? No, I'm not taking no chances. I wear a scapula. A scapula is a little cloth holy picture. And on one side is the heart of Jesus, and on the other side is the Blessed Mother. And the saying on the scapula says, if you wear this, you will enter heaven. So, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I'm not taking any chances. So, what are we going to do? A guy came down a golden elevator in New York with his wife and announced he was going to run for the presidency. And the communists laughed. The communists laughed. He was going to be the town joke. Well, it turns out that the little people liked his gutsy shot, and they supported him. And the little people elected him. And he did his first interview on Fox. And Fox had a goal. The goal was to destroy Trump at the first debate. So they led off with their best communists. They led off with Bret Baier. And the first question that Bret Baier asked Donald Trump, do you promise not to start a third party? And Trump said no. And the audience booed him. But it didn't change his mind. And guess what? He did start a third party. It's in the Republican Party. It's called the MAGA Party. And you know what MAGA stands for, don't you? Make America God's Again. You see the war on God. Two conventions ago, the Democrats threw God out at their convention. They stripped his holy name from their salutation. And not only that, 40 days before 9/11, they voted to burn the flag. 47 Democrat senators and only one Republican rat, Mitch McConnell. I call him Match McConnell. Imagine, he stood with 47 Democrats. And you know what they called it? Freedom of speech. Killing kids. Saving Social Security. Did you ever see a war on the unborn that takes place in this country? Hitler used to call that the final solution. Extermination of children is a war against God. God says, before you were born, I knew you. God says, what you do to the least of my people, you do unto me. And one day I'm looking at the abortion count for the day. It was 3,100. 3,100 babies had their heads cut off. 1,100 were black. 1,100 were black. 14% of the population, 1,100 were black. 14% of the population and getting smaller. 1,200 were white. 700 were Latino niños. You think about that. I call Planned Parenthood Planned Slaughterhood, and I call their birth control clinics Democrat chop shops, because that's what they're doing. And when they first start out, they're very gentle. And then as they expand, money takes over. And when the money takes over, they sell the limbs. the eyes. There was a story, a doctor had eyeballs on his desk. And you remember that one doctor, I think he was in Philadelphia. In his basement, he had children in formaldehyde. And he said he killed a kid, a black kid, and he was black. He killed a black kid so big he could walk to the bus stop. What do you think God's going to say when all these people that massacred love, he's going to say, why did you do it? What are you going to tell them? You couldn't pay the bills? It's tough, man. It's tough. I believe that the soul is God's black box. Once the sperm penetrates the egg, that's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. And the founding fathers did not endorse abortion. They had as many kids as they could. So, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is a guarantee for all Americans, whether you're a zygote or a fetus or a grown person. And if you let that fetus grow 18 months, you will hear that fetus say, I love you, mommy. You think about that. I love you, mommy. And as that fetus grows, you hold its hand. And one day, if you let that fetus live, he or she will hold your hand on the way to heaven. So, there's an alternative to abortion. Abortion is physical distortion. Adoption is God's option. And there are homes springing up to take care of mothers that already have children that can go to a home with their children and have that baby. You got to check it out. There's one being built right now in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I forget the name of it. It may come to me. It might be Providence. But you could check it out. And it's very hard and lonely for the women who are having abortions. They are scarred for life, mentally and spiritually. But never forget, you're God's favorite. And he forgives mistakes. You just got to go humble and ask for forgiveness. So let me jump to a tune and we'll come back to Donald Trump, Speaker of the House. Oh boy. Let's see what I can find. It's a nice one. Let's do a little love.
From your lips, oh, a kiss from your from your lips.
We're back. I didn't realize that song would run out so quickly. Okay. So, what are we going to talk about? The communists have tried to smother Trump and destroy him financially. They arrested his closest allies, including the next Pentagon chief. The communist press blocks his truth. They hide him from the people. It would be hard to muzzle the Speaker of the House. He could tune up for the presidency. He could sneak a few bills in, like giving blacks their parks back. America's finally waking up. El Trumpo is ringing your liberty bell. Never forget, two conventions ago, the Democrat communists threw God out. 40 days before 9/11, they voted to burn the flag and call it freedom of speech. Why are they killing babies? Are they going to call it saving Social Security? Today, Putin announced Russia is building supersonic nukes. Did you know that no one guards the Chinese-Russian border? It is a wide open door to Europe. China can lose 300 million and not bat an eye. That's the population of the USA that we know about. Might be 350. Hot stuff, huh? Meanwhile, Chinese bayonet battalions are sunbathing in Cuba, and they have to send their beach badge payments to Biden in Delaware. Yeah, go MAGA. Remember, MAGA is Make America Gods Again. Make America Gods Again. And we have a show called a website, www.tickytocky.com. TickeTocke.com. And we're going to find another tune for you, because you've been so good. Here's one. If you got somebody you love, you can play this. And here's a tip. I had a mother-in-law in a nursing home. And one day I went and I made a CD of about 20 of her favorite songs that she listened to when she was in love. And I put them on a CD and I put it in a little player. And I took it to her in the home. And she played it. All the people in the home loved it. The nurses loved it. I turned my mother-in-law into a DJ. But it's something to think about if you got somebody that's in a nursing home. They would love to hear the songs that they fell in love to. So here we go. So, the people that built this country and handed it down to us, those people, needed a United States to succeed. When the Civil War broke out, Great Britain saw an opportunity to get their colonies back. And they were told by some Americans, don't even think about it. We're having a family fight here. And when it's over, the family comes together. And if you show up on our shores with troops, the family will pivot and greet you like you don't want to know. And that's how the United States is still united. We got a couple of states we would like to trade, but they're part of the family, so we got to live with them. So what happened? The Democrats, the Communist Party, in about 1973. Dissolved, and they were ordered by Gus Hall, their leader, to get into the Democrat Party and take it over. And in my humble opinion, they succeeded, because only communists would divide the country by race, religion, sex. The more they can divide the country and the bigger the split, the easier it'll be to take it over. And that's the goal. Subjugate and humiliate. And that's what they're doing. Look what they're doing to all the blacks in the neighborhoods that they're struggling to live in. They're bringing in illegal invaders who speak no English. And here's a quick story about speak no English. We were at a dinner one night, and a girl that's sitting with us is a teacher in the public school. And she's from Peru. And she brings up, we were talking about schools. And she teaches English and Spanish in a public school. She goes to the principal and tells the principal all these kids who are living in families that speak no English are failing English. You know what the principal told her to do? Just teach them Spanish. How's that? So we're going to be divided by language also. That's sad. That's sad. We cannot be divided. We cannot be divided. You got to follow the example of the gospel blacks who sing for Jesus, who sing for freedom, who have suffered the most in their churches on the way up. But they never abandoned God. And God will never abandon them. And all those aunties and grandmas out there that are raising the next generation are doing God's work. Those are all living saints. And they are the backbone of the black race. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about the Hollywood performers. I'm talking about the real who need a church. And the Latinos are the same. They are all Viva Cristo Rey people. So the communists are smuggling in the replacement voters. But what they fail to realize is these people that are coming here are escaping terror, escaping communism. Why are they going to go communist in the United States? They are all Viva Cristo Rey people. They are all Vaya con Dios people. And they ain't buying that commie bullshit. You can pick at sores, band-aids, cure injuries, heavenly band-aids. So I just wanted to mention that. And that's what's going through the country. It's being divided. And evil is being promoted. And not only is evil being promoted, but America is being seduced by drugs. And the purpose of the drugs made in China shipped to Mexico and then delivered over the open border is to assassinate the youth of the nation. You think about that. This fentanyl is totally dangerous. In my book, I made the Spirit of America Party. I did a review of life for the last 80 years. When I was born, as a kid, I was playing on a linoleum floor in an apartment house in New York and surrounded by combat boots and paratrooper boots, and they were the Italian sons who were neighbors upstairs from my mother, and they were saying goodbye to her because they were going over to fight the Germans. So that's what I remember of World War II as a little kid. And what happened? On a winter's day, on a wild ocean off the coast of Normandy, the sun came out. It was not supposed to happen. The sun came out and enabled those guys on the ships to reach the beaches of Normandy. That was a gift from God. During the British invasion of Washington, where they got to the White House and burned the White House, and when they walked into the White House, the food was still warm, and the president and his staff had to escape. That British fleet arrived in Baltimore Harbor. Guess what the day was? September the 11th, 9/11. And the British military, wearing winter clothes and woolen jackets, passed out on the march from heat exhaustion. And then they were met with the hurricane. That was a gift from God. So, God likes the USA. I tease people. I say, that's why the Blessed Mother is on the dome of the Capitol. And all the atheists and communists jump all over me. That's not the Blessed Mother. That's the Statue of Victory. And I say, yes, Our Lady of Victory. Yeah, you got to be careful. I'm going to tell you another quick story for people that don't believe in God. This was about 15 years ago. Lake Pontchartrain down in Louisiana. This lawyer has his friends and guests on his big sailboat. And they're out on Lake Pontchartrain and a storm comes up. And this lawyer goes out to the main mast and he shouts at the sea, "There's a God. I dare you to strike me dead." And guess what happened? He got hit in the head with a bolt of lightning. And he died. Now, I want to tell you, I don't think it had anything to do with God. But I'm not taking no chances. He won't hear me shouting those words. Be careful what you ask for. Okay, now we're going to talk about the leader of the free world, the best gift that God has given the United States. And remember, this is the God of tax collectors and prostitutes. He says there's more joy in heaven when one is saved. Okay, and that includes women trapped in abortion. So, what was I going to say? El Trumpo. They never expected El Trumpo to win the presidency. He was the laughingstock. Him and his basket of deplorables. When was the last time you heard a farmer say he picked a basket of deplorables? Yeah. It's only a cult that talks like that. Devil worshippers. anyway. So I told you, Brett Baer said, promise not to start a third party, and he has a third party. And if you notice, the pivoting communists are now directing all their effort against the MAGA, Make America Great crew. And they're labeling them Klan members. And here's something you should know about the Klan. 11 states flew to Stars and Bars. And the Klan was strong. You know how many Klan members are in the U.S. today? 8,000. That's roughly 800 a state. And the Stars and Bars was supported by sharecroppers. Only 6% of the Confederacy were slave owners. 94% were just trying to keep food on the table. And when they got to Gettysburg, the first store they went to was a shoe store. Of course, they didn't have shoes. Many. And if you look at them in their uniforms, scraggly. But they were singing Dixie. And here's something you should know. Dixie was written by an Irishman in a New York hotel. So put that in your crack pipe and smoke it. And drugs is killing the country. It's killing the youth. This statistic is going to shock you. Ready? In the 1950s, at least 2 out of 5 popular songs had God in them. Heaven on Earth by the Platters. Answer Me, Lord Above by Frankie Lane. Just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, O Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Stranger in Paradise by Tony Bennett. You saw me crying in the chapel. He by Al Hibbler, he can touch a leaf and he can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He alone knows every lie you and I have told. He can take the time to hear a child in prayer. There was a lot of songs that had God in them. Now, here's something else. Oh, I got to tell you about the churches in the 50s. In the late 50s, I started to work. I just finished high school, or I was in summer school, on a summer school break. And I went to work. And I used to come out of the subway at 57th Street and walk right into a church. The church was about a block away. And every morning when I got there around 8 o'clock, that church was packed. A weekday, packed all the way out to the back door. And I never seen that again until I was in Kuwait on a Sunday. And I'm walking across a parking lot. And all of a sudden, flatbed trucks, you know, with steak racks on the trucks, packed with Indians, packed, stuffed together like sardines, pulling up into the parking lot, and they're all facing in the direction that I'm looking. And what do I see through the bushes? I see a building with crosses cut in the doors. It's a church. You can't have a cross on top of a church. but they allow them to put the cross in the doors. That parking lot filled up, and those people couldn't get into that church because it was already filled, and they were all out there saying mass. 123 degree heat, day off, and they're coming to see Jesus. Most of the Indians that were there came from a province in India called Kerala. And many of them are named Francis, after Saint Francis, who converted those Indians to Catholicism. You can't get greater faith than that. And may we get a revitalization of the love of God. And love is the answer in everything. Love is the number one ingredient in your life. If you don't use it, you lose it. There isn't nothing that can't be solved by love. Okay, so in the 50s, guess what? There was no divorce. You could not get a divorce. Lawyers went broke. Boy, they make a lot of money today, don't they, on the suffering of the poor. Yeah. What did God say about lawyers? It's easier to pass a camel through the eye of a needle. He didn't say it about lawyers. But reminds me of a joke. Pope dies and goes to heaven. Saint Peter greets him and shows him to his quarters, and he's got a little washroom with a bed. So he accepts it, but he's not happy. So he goes to do a look-see, and he's checking everything around. And he comes across this huge room with all kinds of beautiful woodwork and a giant desk. And the guy's got his feet up on the desk, smoking a cigar. Says, "How you doing?" Pope says, "Okay." So the Pope sees St. Peter. He goes, "What's going on here? I was in the Vatican. I had thousands of apartments. I come up here, you give me a washroom." He goes, St. Peter says, "Your Holiness, up here, we got 257 popes. We only got one lawyer. And there's a better one." A guy dies, he goes to heaven. He notices there's two entrances. One entrance has a sign over it. "All the men who were handpicked on earth, stand here. The line goes beyond the horizon." On the other entrance, there's a sign. "All the men who were never handpicked on earth, stand here." It's one guy standing there. St. Peter runs over and goes, "Why are you standing here?" The guy says, "My wife told me to stand here." Okay, we'll give you a tune. And then we're going to talk about my choice for Speaker of the House, Donald the Magnificent, the savior of freedom. We're going to go a tribute to the USA, sung by a black man who loved his country, and he brags about it.
Oh, well, oh, well,
Those who divide us will enslave us again. Those who divide us will enslave us again. So, I'm going to tell you about Silent Sam. In 1962, read into the congressional record by a congressman or a woman in Florida, the goals, I think there were 62 goals of the Communist Party. One of the goals was to destroy all monuments and replace them with hideous works of art. Meaningless works of art. And they succeeded. They just succeeded this year and last year. And one of the monuments they destroyed was in front of a college. And that's where communism begins. Thanks to the professors who brainwash the weak, the mentally weak. Was a statue of a young Confederate boy. You know, some of these boys were 15 years old, and drummer boys were even younger. You have no idea the history of this country. It's been erased, just like you're going to be erased when the time comes. You don't think they're doing all this for nothing, do you? Okay, so this young Confederate soldier, his name was Sam. So they built a statue to him, showing him wearing his rucksack, you know, his sleeping gear, and a hat, and a rifle. And that's all he had. He had shoes. Okay? That's all he had. And he died for his country. He died for his kinfolk. He died for the people he knew and loved. So they decided, first they hit it with the red paint, the sign of communism. Oh, by the way, speaking of signs of communism, did you know that 12 years ago, the Republican Party color was blue? NBC changed it to communist red. There you go. That's your media at work, serving the people. Up. So, they built a monument to Silent Sam. In thanks for his sacrifice. And the communists took it down. But before they took it down, a Confederate soldier showed up in a Confederate uniform with a Confederate flag. And the flag had a pointed spear on the end. And he wouldn't let anybody near it to hurt it. He was a short, stocky, elderly gentleman. And he was black. So the communists will call him an Uncle Tom. But the communists don't know love, and the communists don't know Christianity. Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom fulfilled the prophecy of Christ. Greater love hath no man that he lay down his life for a friend. And that's what Uncle Tom did. He took a horse whipping to save a young black girl's life, slave girl. She was weak, and she couldn't pick a full bag of cotton. And the rule was one bag, no whipping. Less than one bag, a horse whipping. So Tom gave her his bag, and he took the horse whipping. Who else does that? Simon of Cyrene? at the end of his life, Uncle Tom died from a horse whipping. So he was born horse whipped and he died horse whipped. He refused to give up the names of two runaway slave girls and their location. So you know where Uncle Tom is today. He's up there with gospel people, singing God's praises, living the good life. Okay. So, no divorce in the 50s. The only ones that got divorced were Hollywood actors. And they had to go to Mexico. They couldn't get it here. So, something to think about. We'll reach for another tune. This one I'm going to dedicate to the Viva Cristo Rey people. If you go to the Vietnam Memorial, there's a lot of same name people on that monument. Many of them are Latinos. There's 9 Garcias. There's 9 Rodriguez. There's 9 Gomez. That's what I see. So this is also a sacrifice that Christ made, that Vietnam vets made, that American forces made from the Revolutionary War to today.
Trampled on the
going to close the show with a song dedicated to the woman who brought me to God. We'll call her Sweet Saint Suzanne. This is my tribute to her.
Something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. Trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights the star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. Someday my happy arms will hold you.
Okay, I ran out of time, but they haven't cut me off yet, so I was supposed to do a tribute to Trump and why he should be the Speaker of the House. Let me tell you, they have tried to shut this guy down. They have silenced any news media that will give him any kind of praise. They've made him look like a bad guy. They've sicked their dogs on him. He's got four lawsuits against him, four different court appearances. He's been charged with everything, including treason. They want to strip him. They want to break him. And you want to know something? The day they break him, they break you. Your ass is on the line, not his. God's going to take care of Trump. You're the one that's in trouble because you're looking around like a rooster that's about to get his head cut off, and you don't see it coming. You're the one that's in trouble. Look what they did to the blacks. For years, the blacks supported the Democrats. Now they're being replaced by illegal invaders who are going to be given their citizenship. You're black and you're a Democrat. Man, you're crazy. You're crazy. You got to go gospel. Gospel will point you in the right direction. If you're Latino and you're Viva Cristo Rey people, you can't be in the party of death to little niños. You can't. It's not in you. Love is in you. Amor. Not muerte. So, what's Trump doing? He comes out as president, and in 4 years, he does a fantastic job. He builds a wall. He cuts everybody's debt. And he's going to cut their debt again. And I guarantee you that the national debt will get cut in half. And some bankers aren't going to like it. And some stockholders aren't going to like it. But if he wants to get that debt down, the interest on the debt, he can do it. He can do it. He had China paying royalties to the American people. You ever see that Chinese, the first Chinese aircraft carrier? You know what they named it? The SS Walmart, because it was paid for by Walmart customers. We got to go back to making our own stuff. Europe's in trouble. The Russian bear is going to start breathing down their neck. And the Russian bear's not strong enough to do it. But he's going to have the help of the Chinese. The word for today is precarious. Because a lot of people are going to be in a precarious situation. We have to have a strong government. Some of the things I'd like to see is one term per termite. I'd like to see more religious education available to everybody. Catholic schools created some patriotic, God-loving people. And we got to go back to that. And we got to destroy anybody that preaches disunity. We have to be one big, jolly family. And nobody gets in the middle. Have you thought that Trump might get assassinated? I see in yesterday's paper, he was afraid of being poisoned. That's how Putin works. He puts a gel on your doorknob. He's already murdered a couple of people by poison that we know about. My experience with assassinations is usually it's a bodyguard or a family member. Indira Gandhi, Raji Gandhi, Ali Bhutto in Pakistan, King Khalid in Saudi Arabia, killed by a nephew. Everybody that goes before the king has to be searched. They were getting ready to search this kid, and King Khalid waved him off, and he shot him. It's sad. It's really sad. We got to let Trump build back America. No one can do it better. No one can do it faster. No one can get the interest rates down or the cost of goods down. No one can bring manufacturing back to the United States. You think about it. Manufacturer goes overseas to China. No union, no medical benefits, no negotiations, No big wages. Only profits. And a minimum wage. That's it. I saw dungaree factory being inspected by New York entrepreneurs and women working on the line and sleeping under the line. They had one little cubicle under the line. And the women had clothespins on their eyelids to keep them open because they were falling asleep. And they weren't getting paid. And the president or the manager of the company was a military officer, like a colonel. And they went on strike. It didn't do them any good. Or so just pull them all out, put them in a concentration camp and bring in the replacements. And that's why those businessmen have moved their factory to China, because they don't have to put up with unions. They don't have to put up with people asking for a living wage. Trump wouldn't let that happen. Trump takes care of everybody. And when he said to the black community, what do you have to lose? He was telling them, you're losing everything. Come with me and live like king. You don't need handouts. You need a nice income. Trump is the answer. Picture this. A giant airliner on the tarmac with the ramp down to bring out the coffins. And there's no coffins for 4 years. Think about that. Not one combat fatality. Fatality, not one in 4 years. Who can say that? Nixon had a vice president that used to call the communists the negative nabobs. They always had something negative to say about the USA. He got caught taking money. So you can see it's a tradition on both sides. One term per termite. Okay, I'll negotiate. Two terms per termites. Look at this Mendoza. He just got caught with closets full of cash and gold bars. He filled up the closet so much that he couldn't come out of the closet anymore. He had to go into the hamper. And in the hamper, they found 1 million Wonka bars. It's unbelievable, man. You elect a guy, you pay him $200,000 a year, and he becomes a billionaire. Well, no, the presidents get $450,000, right? So he's making $450,000 a year, he becomes a billionaire in 8 years. Boy, there's a guy that knows how to serve money. Save money. Maybe serve money's the truth. Biden, 20 phony businesses that we know about. You know what they say about rats? If you see one rat, there's 1 million. Maybe when you see one bribe taker with 20, businesses not tied to him, maybe there's 20 million. Unbelievable. And if you're telling me he only made $50 million as president, vice president, taking bribes, and you heard, what's his name, talking to the guy in the Ukraine, or China, he was talking to the guy in China, I'm sitting here with the president, and we're waiting for your answer. Don't let us wait too long. Yeah. We're selling this country out. You want to buy farms next to air bases? A buddy of mine once said to me, Tom, think about this. Pick a city or a town that has an American air base. And who lives near American air bases? Pilots. Crew members. And they live off the base. So mom hears the bell ring and she goes to the door and it's the pizza guy. And it's a guy can see into the house and he notices a picture on the mantle of a man in uniform. Maybe some Air Force pilot pictures. And he knows a pilot lives there. Now, who is he? Is he an illegal? Is he a foreigner? Is he a Chinese spy? So, the time comes, the alarm goes off, and before that pilot can get out the door, he's murdered. Now who's going to board the planes? You don't think that ain't happening right now? You think TikTok is playing music? So say a little prayer for our military, which is in bad shape. This Willie Vanilli, the lip syncer, has brought racism into the military. The one place where once a Marine, always a Marine. And Semper Fi applies to all of us. And we got to get back to uniting the country. And the best way to unite it is with love. And love is the answer, man. Love is the answer. Find it any way you can. Okay, I'm going to go out with a tune sung by a woman who loved this country, and she was part of the World War II generation. And about a year ago, the communists went after her. She's been dead for 35 years. They called her a racist because she sang a song that sounded like a racial song. But she I have lost it. Let me see if I can find it. Her name is Kate Smith. Get a beautiful is this song. I lost it. Okay, I gotta sing something different. Here we go. We're gonna close with a tribute to the creator of the universe. The big man doesn't get 10%. The big man gets it all. And he gives it all.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe.
Can you do this?
Nails in his hands, nails in his feet, a traitor kiss upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two. Love I found Kate Smith, so I'm going to play it for you. This woman never hurt anybody, yet a faction in this country of communists dug her up and labeled her a racist. This woman loved everybody in this land. Beware those who hold your hand.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to Musical America. Thank you.
Bye.
That's our show. We're signing off. As the Arabs say, Fi aman Allah, God keep you safe.